what I've always heard was the dish towel or something like that. And now the one for the bathroom, what is it? Bath towel. Yeah. Either a bath towel would be a certain size, and a face towel is a certain size, mm-hmm. and a washcloth for your face would be referred to as washcloth for the face or something like that. Yeah.
And your memory is Turkish towel?
Yeah. We refer to them as Turkish towels a lot now, too. Mm-hmm. Because most towels that are used in the bathroom are Turkish towels. Mm-hmm. However, back in my time, I still have some of them. They were not Turkish towels, they were linen towels, and they're pure linen. Mm-hmm. And my sister, when she was a young girl, she loved to crochet. Not crochet, but embroidery. Mm-hmm. I've got quite a few linen towels with the designs embroidered on them. Yeah. And I have six bed sheets or bed sets with the two pillowcases and the sheet, which were all hand embroidery that she did. And like Rosetta was looking at them the other day, she said, "Oh, Miss Price, those things are priceless," she said.
Yes. Well, that's fine. Now, what do you call, and by the way, there's no need to shut the tape recorder off here, what about your hours this evening? And it's 17 minutes after 9. 9:30?
Oh, I usually go to bed around 10 to 10:30.
All right. Should we break this off about 9:30 or so?
Whatever you want
to do. Is that all right? And then I'll come back over Thursday about the same time.
Yeah.
And I think we can make it Thursday. We'll have a good deal of work to do Thursday. But
well, you want to come earlier Thursday evening than 7 or whatever's convenient.
I'll try to get here by 6:30 evening.
All right.
Even.
Then we can just keep going.
And we'll keep going and we'll make it.
Maybe I slowed you down talking too much here.
We have not made the kind of movement through this that we might make, but this is very valuable. With under the circumstances, we might speed it up a little bit Thursday night, but this is very important.
What do they do now? Analyze this tape, do they, and take out what they want?
Well, I'm collecting, they're interested in certain responses. These direct questions I'm asking you are of interest.
Yeah.
But much of the rest of this is, all of it's of interest.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to determine what use might be made of it many, many years hence.
Well,
everything we're saying will be of interest, because some of these Hoosier ways are going to pass away, you know.
Yeah, that's right. It might be, I'm going to tell you this, too. Robert here, who is in the, I was going to say hardware business, an undertaker. They're on North Washington Street. Bob is president of the Clay County Historical Society.
I see.
Very fine fellow. I'm just messing this to you. He might have a lot of stuff that would be of interest to you.
Yes.
And
Morse, you say?
Moore.
Yeah,
Moore and Son Funeral Home.
Oh, that's
right over here.
Yes.
Just
two
squares from me over here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I am sure if you ever want anything pertaining to the history of Clay County and history, he has an awful lot of it.
Now that would be good, because we're doing some history in a kind of incidental way here as we talk about words that people have used.
Yeah, I try to keep from getting too much of this history. Like Bob said to me one day, he said, "You should write a lot of these things down that you know, but I don't do it."
That's what I meant. Said,